Tell us a bit more.
So the price tag on that one.
Really? I've never heard of him. Carl Cox? No. Pick this one out, and I was actually pretty happy to pick this one out. So this one is... So here we go again, Brad. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another Music Matters podcast.
Another Music Matters podcast and show.
Yeah. Pretty excited, actually. We got all our new cameras hooked up.
Yeah. So hopefully we look just as good in camera as we do in real life.
Well, I think it's you know, it goes without saying, Brad.
Exactly.
Right.
Today, we're actually talking about...
We're going to talk about some vinyl, aren't we?
Vinyl. We did
do a shot where we kind of like picked out some random vinyl, but it didn't come out that good, so we're not going to use it.
And the sound quality was proper wank, wasn't it?
Yeah, the sound quality was terrible. But we've got three bits of vinyl right now. Brad's done a review on two of them, and I've done a review on one of them. A little bit of review, or a background check kind of thing. Oh, so you didn't even grab your notes, did you? There you go, you numpty. That's all good. I'll keep talking. Or shall I just stop? Okay. We did do like random picks. One of the ones I picked, I didn't want to review, to be honest with you. So I did have picked another one that I actually picked out this morning, but I didn't review that yet or look into any of it. But Brad's done the two, so I think Brad was going to start with the first one.
Right, yeah, Brad? And bearing in mind, we literally just picked these randomly, didn't we?
Yes, we just pulled these out of my stack of wax behind us.
Wax.
Yeah. Just went and grabbed one each and just, or grabbed a couple each just and, you know. And I think in some of the next episodes, maybe we'll do a bit more of a selective choice where we review ones where we actually like go through the collection. But these ones were total just random.
Random pick. We're going to give it a go.
Yep.
I think what we discussed was do once a month of a vinyl pick out.
Yeah.
Talk about it. If you guys like that, then fucking drop a comment in below.
Yeah, let us know what you think.
And let us know what you think. But we're going to go over it and see how we go.
So what's the first track you got there then, Brad?
So the first track that I have is Underground Level Records. The artist is Eternal. And the song is called Eternal.
There you go. And again, these are all out of my collection. Some of them I don't even remember, to be honest with you.
So this one was released in 1992. Yeah. It's by Underground Level Recordings. And the genre is hardcore techno.
Hardcore techno. That's kind of up your street.
Yeah, a little bit up my street, yeah.
And tell us a bit more.
So the price tag on that one was £5 on the marketplace.
Still or back
still.
Then? It's still £5.
Yeah, there's 47 available.
47 copies available.
I found
available
online, yeah, and you can pick them out.
That's crazy.
About £5 each. So it's not too bad.
Yeah, nah.
So basically, it was produced by Carl Cox and Mark James.
Yeah.
Also, we all know who Carl Cox is, obviously, right?
Obviously, yeah. But
Carl Cox is obviously like one of the biggest techno house DJs ever. Been around for years. So it was produced by Mark James and Carl Cox, and it was for Power Plant Studios in Melbourne. And that's where they wrote it.
Is that right?
Yes, that's where in Melbourne, in Australia.
So it's got a little Australian connection too.
Yes, Mark James.
Is the label Australian?
No, it's London from Holborn.
Is that right?
London, yeah. But Mark James is a producer and DJ from Melbourne, yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
That's what I found with that one. Carl Cox obviously made a huge impact, as we all know, in Ibiza. He ran the Privilege Night.
Oh, yeah. I'm lucky to actually have been in Privilege myself. Yeah. So.
And it was started in 1999, I think.
What, his night?
His Privilege Night.
Yeah, okay,
his
yeah.
His night. But that ran until 2017 or 15. But he does it because it was too much, right? It was on Sundays. But now he does it for special events.
Yeah.
For me, I saw Carl Cox in Maystone, as we've discussed before. Yeah, he's a fucking great DJ. And I managed to see him without traveling to Ibiza, as we've discussed before.
Mm-hmm.
Picking out his record, listening to it, for me got a feel of the 90s era that you experienced but I didn't experience. And listening to his music today and listening to his music back then was a different Carl Cox.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's he's been through some changes in the industry for sure. He's been there from the start, pretty much.
Yeah.
Right? Him and a few of the other boys. Paul Oakenfold, right?
Yeah, Paul Oakenfold was is another big name, obviously, as well.
Right, again, those guys just were there at the beginning.
Yeah, know, exactly, like,
Throughout, Darren Emerson. Oh, my gosh. I mean, that list could...
Could go on.
Go on and on. But we're not talking about them right now. We're talking about Mr. Cox.
Mr. Cox, yeah. They've got sub-labels as well and parent labels, from what I found on my little notes here. Sub-label is ULR1, which is... Underground Level Recordings one.
Yeah.
And the parent label is called Great Asset.
Interesting.
Which has some sort of connection in Germany.
I don't think I have anything from either of those two.
No, that's what I read and got my information from. So it's a good one. It's got a lot of history to it. I couldn't really find much on the Underground Level Recordings artwork because the artwork's pretty much all the same to a lot of them.
Yeah.
But the colour's different in some ways, right?
Yeah.
And that's what I sort of found. The other sort of artists on the label consist of House Pimps, Sound on Sound, Chaotic. They're the ones I kind of roughly know.
Yeah.
Releasing this album on this label. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much all I found out about that.
That's awesome.
Because again, it's in 1992, isn't it? I mean, the information.
Yeah,
some of these songs weren't the biggest,
for sure.
But
no, exactly. This definitely wasn't a big track. I think, and again, I don't even know where I found this one. Yeah. I can't remember where I bought it. I was just actually trying to look at the price sticker that was on the back. That orange one, I might have got it. You can see where I've peeled it off. Might have got that from Rival Records, but that might have been from London somewhere too. Not sure.
Not sure.
No.
But again, for 1992, it's a fucking good track. I like it.
Yeah, 100%. Still sound good.
Still sounds good. Yeah.
Excellent.
For sure. And again, anyone that wants to listen to that sort of sound.
Yeah, we should almost put some links in so they can go to.
Yeah, because again, people that didn't know the Carl Cox back then. There's some evidence right there.
Yeah, like I say, maybe we should even try and put some links so that people after the show can.
Yeah.
Click onto YouTube and.
We can do it.
Right.
Yeah.
So I guess, is it me going to review the next one?
You got then, yeah.
Okay, so next one I picked this one out, and I was actually pretty happy to pick this one out. And so this one is the Stone Roses. There we go, let's get it up there. On the Silvertone label, and this track is Fool's Gold, and it's the Tall Paul remix. It also has another remix or two on the back. The Cricklewood Ballroom mix and the Fool's Gold mix, which I'll fill you in on some of that. But anyway, so I guess, starting off before we even get onto Tool Paul, like, you obviously know who Stone Roses are.
Obviously, yeah.
Right?
I'm sure everyone
who's listening to the show knows who they are. But so, yeah, Silvertone Records. And this is a promo, actually. I'm pretty stoked. I'm not sure. I didn't even look up to see if it's worth any money. I'm sure it's not worth anything. But it's a promo copy. And so when was this? They've got on there in 89 to 95. But I believe this was released around 19... Ooh, I'm going to say 1990-ish. 93-ish, maybe. That's the label they had the big argument with.
Right, what's the big argument?
So the Stone Roses, they'd signed on with Silvertone and it was all good, but then they got pretty disgruntled and it turned into a big fucking shit show. The artwork, we talk about artwork from the cover. So this actually, I don't actually have the artwork from this one, but I believe it was just a white cover for this one.
Yeah.
But their original album, which was just called The Stone Roses, which was their, debut album, they only did two. It was that, and then The Second Coming was their second album, which came out in years later after they'd moved label. And I'm just trying to think what was the name of the label they went to afterwards. Don't know. Anyway, so their debut album, critically acclaimed. The cover of that was splash paint.
Okay, yeah.
With a lemon or something, a slice of lemon, I think. But when they fell out with Silvertone, there's a story apparently that they went in there. So it was Ian Brown, John Squire, Manny and Rennie, I think was the four members.
Yeah.
And I think they splashed paint all over the manager's office. Just went in there and fucked up his office before they said fuck you and bounced.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so, and it kind of ties into the artwork that was in there. But anyway, so this is just like one of the tracks off that album, Fool's Gold. Amazing track, like just iconic. Like I can't even start to even tell you guys what it means to me in my life because of, like, again, I found them way before this mix.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, so like I say, I kind of just randomly picked this one out, but I was pretty happy I did. So the Tall Paul, I believe he did the mix in, I think it was like, 90-ish. I think. But anyway, his name is Paul Newman.
Okay.
His dad actually used to own and run Turn Mills Nightclub.
Where's Turn Mills Nightclub?
I think it was a London club.
London club, yeah?
Yep. I believe, you know, I'm not sure which exact county.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a pretty well-known club for sure.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, his dad had bought that in 1985. I think his dad bought that club and it kind of became one of the clubs back in the day. Yeah. And yeah, so Paul got into DJing, not just because of, I think, his dad, but that probably helped being around that environment, right? You know? And yeah, this was one of his bigger mixes. He did quite a few other tracks back in the day. I'm just trying to think some of his other big ones. But anyway, yeah. So he got his break there in Turn Mills, I believe is where he got his break. started doing some mixing there, got himself sort of a name on the scene, and yeah, this is one of his remixes. Again, if no one's ever listened to this track, it goes back to, again, that whole era.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I should have written down all their tracks that they had on that album, but I didn't, because I'm not that organised.
This is organised enough. Yeah, I think it is.
And so, yeah, just actually, I did write down some other stuff, like the people that kind of, you know, did some producing. I got my little notes. I'm not as organized as Brad with his nice printed off notes, but I got some here on my scraps. And so who else do we have? So this is actually quite interesting. So John Leckie, I believe his name is.
John Leckie, who's John Leckie?
He was one of the engineers slash producers on this track, and he actually has worked, his first job, he was a tape operator in Abbey Road Studios, and he got that job in 1970. So he's worked along with like George Harrison, XTC, the Wooden Tops, the Wooden Tops, who knew, you know, that's some crazy old school, our mum and dad might know who they are.
Yeah.
I've heard the name, the Wooden Tots, but then also like the Stone Roses, Radiohead, Simple Minds.
Radiohead, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Cooler Shaker, another great old school band. So again, there's been a few people involved in it, and I just thought it was a good one that some people might like to have a little listen to.
Cool.
Check it out.
What's the Silvertone? Is that, that's based in London? That's based in London, right?
Silvertone. They were a UK London based. They were UK based, absolutely. And like I said, they had, and that's why, again, it's not worth any money, but this was the label before they kind of had the big breakup, and it was a promo. So
yeah.
You know, again, I was pretty happy to pull this one out just to have a little look at, even just to have a listen to again.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's funny, isn't it? Because a lot of these albums, tracks, releases, you know, a lot of them are London-based labels, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like when I read up about this one, and when I got into the information about it, it was telling me about the Velvet Club, where Carl Cox was first hosted, right? Cause he was a mobile DJ at the age of 15, and then he went on to do radio, and he got into the Velvet Club, and then he was doing essential mixes for Radio 1, and then got into Ibiza, and you know,
that's crazy.
But I mean, you know, I picked up one with Carl Cox, and there's not really a lot of people don't know about Carl Cox,
right? No. So, yeah,
I mean, I could go well deep into that, but I mean, we're just talking about this track.
Right? Yeah, exactly. We could do
one episode with Carl Cox.
We could do like half a dozen episodes
on
Carl Cox and still not be finished.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, so it was a good find that information, especially for this, like I say, silver tone one.
Yep.
As well, and the tall pole one.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I like that.
Yep. Awesome.
So the next one I found was...
Okay, this is our third track.
The New York Minutemen.
Okay, and Transworld is the label.
Transworld is the label.
I gotta admit, they did do some good tracks on this label.
Yeah, I found out quite a bit. So their artwork is always this.
Yep.
It just changes colour.
Yep, and this sticker would be different.
And the sticker, yeah.
It's very similar. It would always be that same sort of style banner sticker.
So the New York Minutemen was a group of... just a group of musicians, right?
Yep.
And so what I did find out was that... So Transworld is based in...
Is it UK Cheshire. Label? Cheshire. There you go. Yep.
There you go, Cheshire. So it's based in Cheshire, and the label is actually run by Andy Wood and Steve Harrison. I don't know who they are.
Okay.
I Googled it, and I couldn't really find much about it.
No.
Enough to give me the information about it. But, yeah, the New York Minutemen, they're a group from New York. And this one's got remixes from the Nostalgia Freaks, the BBR Street Gang. Also includes the original US mixes that had the acapella, the instrumental.
Yep.
And that sort of stuff. It had 7 on this with 2 vinyl, if I'm right.
I believe so, yeah.
So...
What did I pay for that? What was the price?
£6.99
Bargain.
And do you know how much it's worth now?
£6.99 No.
This one was actually worth £2.99 in pounds.
£2.99
Yeah, £2.99
That's Jesus. So I lost money. Jesus. It's
supposed to be an investment.
Yeah. Just goes to show, kids. Don't waste your money on
don't
vinyl.
Waste your money,
don't waste your money on vinyl.
Yeah, it was pretty good. So what I found out about this was New York Minutemen was it was a group of musicians that engineered it.
Okay.
And mixed it. But the New York Minutemen was a guy called Notti Kotto.
Notti Kotto.
Yeah. I'll start with the genre. So the genre is house, electronica house, right? And this was released in 1995, from what I found. And basically, the track was written and produced by Notti Kotto. He had like 6 names. And he had like 20 aliases.
Yeah.
So I didn't go into all them aliases because we've been here for a long time. But I picked out the ones that he was pretty much most successful for. And then it was also engineered by Dwayne Smell.
Dwayne
Smell. Yeah, he was the guy that engineered the song.
Interesting.
So, yeah, Notti Kotto is from New York, America, and is producer and DJ and engineer. And he's also the label owner of Naughty Boy Music and Big Room Sound.
Naughty Boy Music?
Have you ever heard of them labels?
No. I don't think so.
Crazy.
No, I don't think I have.
Yeah, Notti Kotto. Yeah, he has a shit ton of aliases, like I said. And one of them was called, one of the popular ones was called Second Tribe and DJ Delight. And he had like another 20 more.
Is that right?
So it was quite a lot, yeah. He was in groups called Network 109, Next Level 9, and the Dynamite Mixers.
And was it all kind of house or was it different
it
genres?
It was house, Latin house. It was a mixture of things, blues. Yep. But that was all incorporated in his genre, right?
Mm.
So he was quite in there with different cultures and different genres of music, right? And he's released one album called the Latin House Jam.
Interesting.
So, yeah, he's released quite a few tracks on Transworld. So the label is based in, UK, ran by Andy Wood, Steve Harrison. The label had other releases from Aquarius. Ever heard of them?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, they were... On this, obviously, like on this
I think I might even have.
I was gonna say, because you've got quite a few Transworld.
I do have a few Transworld, and I think I do have an Aquarius track in there somewhere. I think it's on a purpley or pink cover.
Yeah, because they do, like I say, they the same.
Yeah, it's just different colours.
Different colour. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it is. I could probably try and find it, but that's a whole other show.
LWS Karma Sutra, Mike Woods.
LWS, I think I might even have one of those as well.
Yeah. So as like I say, they had all these. I don't be honest. I don't really know much about these artists.
Yeah.
The artwork has the same style, obviously, and I couldn't find actually with both of my selections that I chose. I couldn't find any equipment that was used to produce these songs.
No.
Nope.
I actually didn't even look into that for my own. I was just looking on the back actually, just to just caught my eye, but it does even say that right there, their address, right? 2 Witten Walk, Northwich, Cheshire. But it also says distribution via Pinnacle.
Pinnacle, no, I don't know much about Pinnacle, to be honest. Do you know much about Pinnacle?
I don't really know loads, but I just know that Pinnacle back in the day were one of the big distributors.
They were for a lot of vinyl, eh?
Yes, mate. So my friend there, Mike Skelton, he worked in the HMV, and there was the other people who ran the other record stores in Swindon. I know that Pinnacle were pretty much the main players back then.
Gotcha,
for
right.
For getting a lot of vinyl, not just from this label. But they were like, there's obviously, there was more than a few.
There was loads, yeah.
There was more than a few distributors. Quite a few, but yeah. I think Pinnacle, like, they had some good labels on their list, right? So like I said, it just caught my eye as you were flipping it around. I was like, oh, Pinnacle. So there you go.
Yeah. Another little. When I listened to that, it was...
Did you like it?
I liked it, yeah.
So yeah, that's...
Yeah, so that's basically what we got.
You did some good research. Thanks, Brad.
Yeah, so did you, my friend. But yeah, people that are listening on the podcast, check out the YouTube channel so you can see the artwork.
Yeah,
probably post the artwork up on our social medias,
and maybe even if we can, we'll try and do links to the tracks and the mixes.
Yeah,
maybe
we can put that
in there. You're the techno guy, you can figure that out.
I can figure that out, eh?
Yeah. He's the technology man.
Yeah,
Mr. IT
man.
He's
the geek.
Yes. Another review?
Another review on some vinyl next week.
Are we going to do random choices, or are we going to pick ones ourselves this time? Up to you. You want to just you can just go through, because you don't even know any of those in there, because it's my collection.
True. What about if I pick 2 out for you and you pick 2 out for me?
Oh, that's saucy.
Will that fuck you up?
No, I can do that. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay, so you're going to pick 2 for me?
I'll pick 2 for you and you pick 2 for me.
Sounds
and then we'll
good.
Go for there for next month. So our plan is we're going to do one show. So we do 4 shows a month.
Mm-hmm.
One is, well, 4 episodes. One is going to be for vinyl.
Vinyl?
Randomly pick vinyl. But not just your vinyl, we're going to do tracks as well.
Yeah, they're not necessarily just going to come out of my stack up there.
But we're going to go through these, right, because it's a lot of history there.
Mm-hmm.
Flyers as well.
Yeah,
go through many flyers. We can go through. Do interviews still. We're still going to do interviews, but you know, we're on from there.
Yeah, interviews would be fun.
Interviews, still do them.
Artwork as well.
Artwork, yes, artwork.
Right.
And equipment reviews.
Equipment reviews was
equipment
the other one.
Equipment reviews, yeah.
That was our other main one. We got some equipment to review.
We've got a lot of equipment back there, haven't we?
That's even without.
Yeah, we just do reviews and that. And I've got a lot of equipment as well.
I was going to say that's without even yours, right?
Exactly.
So, yeah.
So, yeah. Thanks very much, everyone, for listening in.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in.
I hope you enjoyed it. That's our vinyl review episode.
Yeah, so, again, like Brad said, hit like and share and all that. And we'll see you on the next episode.
Yeah, man. Nice one.
Thanks
guys.